hello and welcome back to Fraser 365. And we are continuing our conversation today around gratitude and worship and other things with Jared Dorminey. Thank you for being here, Jared.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
And we're praying for our brother in Norway that he can find a good local church.
Yes, and we want that for him.
Be in community there. And there was something you said about this sharing of the good news. You know, two things you said. One is that worship is central. Like, it is the thing. It is, I think sometimes we forget this, and we'll even use other good language out there. But the church, while we do a lot of things from evangelism, discipling, these type of things, they're very, very important. But we exist as God's worshiping people on earth.
Yep.
And a part of our heritage, being Protestant, is at the center of that worship is, of course, the administration of the sacraments, baptism, Holy Communion, and then the preaching of God's Word. Mm-hmm. And those are the things that it grounded as a part of the Protestant Reformation. But what you see is a restructure and a refocus during that time of the singing of the congregation. And I use the word congregation there because a lot of times it was just choir singing. That's to right. The people.
Yep.
And because of the gift of the Protestant Reformation, that was changed. We're all in this. Matter of fact, it's almost like being passive in worship is improper worship.
Hmm. Yep.
And in fact, I'm going to say that on Sunday.
That's good. So, that's really good.
I mean, because we are here together, mm-hmm. and we all together are God's people. It's not just a few special people on a platform.
That's right.
We are doing this.
Well, and Scripture backs that up with well over 300 times the command to sing unto the Lord.
That's right.
Is in Scripture.
That's right.
Not watch the choir sing unto the Lord.
Exactly.
But you sing unto the Lord.
Exactly. And I think in today's world, where we've replaced truth with sincerity in some ways, so like some people, they don't care if it's true or not as long as the person is sincere in their belief or something like that. But not only have we replaced truth with sincerity, I think we've also stopped asking the question, you know, is this what I'm doing in this moment, is it pleasing to God,
mm-hmm.
who is the audience?
Yeah.
And I even I felt very convicted because a few years ago I heard someone pray at the beginning of a worship service, and they prayed and they asked the Lord, Lord, we pray that everything we do here today would be pleasing to you, and forgive us if it's not.
Mm.
And that just stood out to me so much.
Yep.
And I'd heard that prayed a lot kind of in my upbringing, but I'd not heard it in years.
Yeah.
And I think what that's driving toward is a question around, like, what are you seeing when it comes to worship, and maybe some trends that are unhelpful,
mm-hmm.
or maybe some trends that are helpful, especially among our current generation, our now generation, of whether that be younger or older. As you look at the state of worship in the church today, the thing that's supposed to be central, I mean, and the famous quote that's out there, Piper said it, you know, mission exists because worship does not,
yeah.
right? If this thing is so central to us, and if passive worship is not an option, if you're really going to worship, what are some things you're seeing out there, maybe positive or negative?
Can I have a hot take?
You want a hot cake?
Hot take. I'm probably going to step on some toes with this one. There's a song that we sing, and I love this song. Actually, it was one of my aunt who passed away a couple years ago. It's her favorite song, Gratitude. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, because all that I have is a hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't really know if I should say this. I'm going to say it anyways. You know, we're in a time right now, politically, where I just think about what's on the news right now. SNAP benefits are gone.
Yep,
as of conversation November 1st.
Yep.
And we have a lot of people standing in our church singing, so I throw up my hand and praise you again and again, because all that I have is a hallelujah, knowing good and well they got a lot more than just a hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And are they willing to step into the gap to meet needs to actually be the church, the hands and feet? Mm-hmm. We can sing songs and call it worship. Mm-hmm. Without it actually being worship. Mm-hmm. Worship should lead to transformation. It should lead to an action. When we come into the presence of God, we shouldn't be able to leave unchanged. It should change how we live, how we think about things, how we live out our faith. And I think there's this sense in which we can come into a big gathering led by a worship team that's really talented and skilled. And there's lights and there's all the things that are not bad. These are good things. These are things that I love. But we can have a really emotional experience if we're not careful and leave completely unchanged and call it mm-hmm. worship. Mm-hmm. When really probably what that looks like is just a really big emotional experience. Mm-hmm. And I see that happening a lot. You see people who will come to church and will be a part of these big moments and we'll sing and we'll cry and then we leave and we're completely unchanged, mm-hmm. not taking on the character of God at all. Mm-hmm. And that to me is, that's where we can allow emotionalism to replace worship and we think mm-hmm. we're actually being a part of something.
Yeah.
That's an unhealthy trend. Now, what I am also seeing is the opposite of that happening. I'm seeing young people who could care less about all the fanciness and the lights and the mm-hmm. production of the church per se.
Yep.
And they are striving after, seeking after, chasing after righteousness and what the Lord would have for them. And mm-hmm. So I see, you know, blanket statements are never helpful. So to say that it's one or the other is completely not accurate. Right. There are people that come to these big worship services with the big production value and all this stuff and are living out a radical faith for Christ. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it's just making sure that our worship is not just an emotional experience, that it is rooted in something, mm-hmm. And that we are coming in with soft, receptive hearts, open to what the Holy Spirit would have for us, and that it is beginning to change the way we live out our faith in a very practical and realistic way. Mm-hmm. It should shape the way that we parent our kids or love our spouse or see the homeless person on the corner of the street or, you know, whatever, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera. It should change us. We should be mm-hmm. being changed.
Again, thank you so much for listening to this Fraser 365 episode today. Please come back tomorrow and we'll continue the conversation.